From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Senator John McCain said today he doesn't think Chuck Hagel is qualified to be defense secretary, but he says he thinks his fellow Republicans should stop blocking a vote. McCain also told NBC's Meet the Press he expects the Senate will approve the nomination.
Chuck Hagel made statements and took votes in the United States Senate, particularly vis-a-vis Iran. His comments about Israel were atrocious, but he will be confirmed.
Hagel is a former Republican senator from Nebraska and supported President Obama over McCain in the 2008 election. Another leading Republican is criticizing a draft proposal on immigration the White House is apparently circulating. But NPR's Giles Snyder reports the administration says it has yet to propose anything to Capitol Hill.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida is among a bipartisan group working on immigration legislation. He's faulting the Obama administration for not working with Republicans on the draft outlined in USA Today, and he said it's a rehash of failed policies. But Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York says he expects a bill to emerge.
We've talked to Senator Rubio, and he's fully on board with our process, and I am very hopeful that in March, we will have a bipartisan bill.
Schumer speaking on CNN's State of the Union. According to USA Today, the draft would create a special visa and lay out a path to legal residency within 8 years. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The forecast for southern New England today, more snow, perhaps 10 inches in some places. This follows the huge storm last weekend that left 2 to 3 feet of snow. Forecasters say whiteout conditions are possible, with winds gusting as strong as 55 miles an hour. Officials in Bahrain say 8 people have been arrested on suspicion of being part of a terror cell trained by Iran and its allies. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports violence in the capital of Bahrain continued over the weekend.
In statements on its website and on Twitter, the Ministry of Interior said the 8-person suspected terror cell received training and or funding from Iran, Iraq, and the Shiite Hezbollah militia in Lebanon. Bahrain has long charged that majority Shiite protesters are influenced or directed by Iran, but as with the current case, no evidence of tangible support has been made public. Police used tear gas to quell Molotov cocktail-throwing protesters Saturday after the funeral of a teenager who had been killed by security forces during earlier clashes, marking Bahrain's unsuccessful Arab Spring uprising. The government is trying to engage opposition representatives in a reconciliation dialogue. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Several car bombs exploded in the Iraqi capital of Baghdad today. Authorities say at least 28 people were killed. The attacks targeted shops, outdoor markets, and restaurants in mostly Shiite Muslim neighborhoods. This is NPR News from Washington. Just a week before Italians go to vote, the country's reputation for a high degree of corruption has been enhanced by high-profile arrests of managers of major industries. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports the cases have revived memories of the scandals that devastated Italian politics in the 90s, known as Bribesville.
Italian authorities have arrested the chief executive of the oil group Eni, the head of the Finmeccanica defense firm, and the former head of the finance department of the bank Monte dei Paschi di Siena. The charges range from bribing foreign officials to accounting fraud. Outgoing Prime Minister Mario Monti, who is campaigning on a centrist platform, said we're facing something very like Bribesville. Former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, who stepped down 15 months ago and who faces several charges of corruption, chided judges for pursuing Finmeccanica. He said the company simply followed normal business practices in less democratic societies. On Transparency International's index measuring corruption, Italy ranks 72nd, one of the worst scores among Western countries. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
At the Vatican, Pope Benedict gave the Sunday blessing at his window overlooking St. Peter's Square today. It was his first since he announced his resignation at the end of this month. Tens of thousands of people from around the world cheered and waved signs. He spoke in Italian, English, German, French, Polish, and Spanish, and prayed in Latin.
Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Ex hoc nunc et usque in saeculum.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
The Pope thanked the well-wishers for their support and asked them to pray for him and his successor. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.